Dear friends, how are you in your part of the world? This brief video is about learning to read music. When in fact, two people seated at a keyboard or a piano can actually help each other overcome the fear of learning to play a keyboard or a piano. So the other day on the front lawn, my neighbor and I and the parent were seated on the grass on the front lawn in front of my Yamaha 463. I had the sheet music open. We were turning the pages. We came up on a song that I knew from memory. I started to play, and before you know it, we were both having the time of our life. It seemed like she was in the zone. Neither one of us could read the music, but I knew it from memory. And this is the point of this video, about teaching little fingers to play and learning how to read music. Dear friends, invest in some of these method books. Thank you for watching. Okay, so dear friends, we're here with my music student. Her name is Gloria, and we're going to turn on the keyboard, and she is going to come up here, and you're going to play. Oh, look at this.
My hair's all got oil in it.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to play then, aren't I? Start over. Gotta be ready, students. You would think four quarter notes in a measure would be easy to learn to play. First, you need to hear and understand what the note value is, and let's not get too technical, but four quarter notes in a measure start out nice and slow with young fingers. See if they can follow along just with four notes. That's four notes. Let's do five. See if they can put two fingers on two notes, a little finger on, you know, counting the fingers. They have number values, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Little fingers, number 5, 5, 3, and 1. Start there. For now, we're going to play Beauty and the Beast in C major. Super easy songbook from Disney.